and welcome back to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and in this episode, I'm joined by, once again, my good friend, Caden Brooks, and we are going to be talking about Mag Films, the channel, why I disappeared, why most of my content is gone, the fact that we've become co-workers now, and then some potential creative projects that I'm working on. So if that's something that interests you, as always, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. All right, guys. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast, episode 43. At the time of this recording, it has been nearly 4 months since we last talked with each other. Like I said in the intro, I am once again joined by Caden.
What's up? It's been a awkward pause. It's been a long time, so it's kind of nice to get back into this.
Yep, you and me both, man. And we have a lot to talk about. Let me start off first by just letting you guys know what's going on Mag Film side of things. One of the questions I had been getting asked in the past few months is, why has most of my content disappeared and the only things I have up right now are my teaser for the Twilight Zone, my actual Twilight Zone episode, and then the Watchful Eye. So why do I only have 3 videos when I initially had a little over 20, I believe? Well, the simple answer is I just wasn't really happy with the kind of content I was putting out, especially when I was looking at the director's log. I felt that I could be doing something better and I could be doing something that's worth people watching. And I just thought that the vision wasn't there, and it certainly showed as the episodes progressed. So I just decided that, looking over all my videos, I noticed that my channel, while it was still within the subject of movies, it still kind of fell all over the place because I had some reviews for films scattered all over. And then I had the Young Hollywood Podcast when I was trying to convert the files all the way over to YouTube so I can try and get more people to listen, and just a bunch of other stuff. So I just decided to do a clean slate and just have it be just the 2 films that I've worked on. And moving forward, I want to, if I'm going to be putting out stuff, I don't care how long it takes me, I just want to make sure that's the best that it can be. And I know that I still have a long ways to go to perfect my craft, but I just want to make sure that I'm being true to myself and true for you guys. So anyway, as far as Mag Films goes, I do have some projects that I'm working on. I am currently working on a original series for the channel. It's going to be about a group of young adults who are trying to make their way in a world filled with social media and influencers. And it's going to be largely based off of events from our lives. And I'm very interested to see how that turns out. Essentially, the best way I could describe it without giving you guys too much is it is essentially Atlanta, but through the eyes of aspiring filmmakers, musicians, all that type of stuff. So it's a project that I'm really happy about. I've written the first 2 episodes. I've even filmed some of the pilots, so I hope to get it done sometime within the next month or so. But yeah, I've just been itching to get back in the director's chair, and it was just great to get out and film some stuff. And I'm really happy with the fact that I can already see improvement as I keep doing each project, which is exactly what I want. Other than that, I am helping out a good friend of mine. His name is Sam Spence. I will leave a link to his social media if you guys want to check him out. He's a fellow friend of mine. We went to high school together, and we recently reconnected over these past 4 months, and we decided that we would like to work together, and I'm helping him out on his projects. He's helping me out on mine. I'm currently helping him out on a project that he's working on right now. I'm not going to give too much away because that's for him to decide. But yeah, I'm bringing a bunch of people with me. I got hired on as an editor, and Caden is going to work with me as well, so that is very exciting. And speaking of Caden and I, we also have been working together at my job. Yes, in the last episode, I mentioned how I got my first job. I am still there. I'm a lot of the enthusiasm has been taken away. I will not lie. But it has been fun, especially since Caden just got recently hired. So we have now been co-workers, and now we're kind of like little adults, just kind of bragging and just talking about like how much work sucks and how much we like want the weekend to be here. Just all that kind of fun stuff. And we'll talk to you about that shortly. All right, Caden. So tell me, what's it been like working with each other for the past month?
It's been fun. I'm sure that you appreciate the help a little bit.
I do. I even told you right when you got hired that I was on the verge of quitting before you showed up. So,
well, I'm glad you didn't quit yet because we can have fun together at work.
Yeah. At least for a little bit. I am currently job hunting, though, because I do want to look for something a little better. But until then, I'm going to tough it out. And I plan on staying at this job till at most the end of the year. I want to stay there till the end of the year. That's the plan.
Yeah. I'll probably, well, I've only been there about a month. I'm probably going to stick it out for 5 or 6 months. And then there's another job that I had tried to apply for, which had a little better pay. And I think it was like $2 more around there. And he said he'd get back to me, and I did it like a while before, and then he finally called back after I'd already got the job at Rubio's. So
yeah,
that kind of sucked, and I was like, dang, I could have had more pay, but whatever. Yeah. I already got this job, so I don't want to like be like, oh, thanks for the job, and then leave.
And then I just remember constantly asking you like, do you know when you're going to work? Do you know when you're going to work? Do you know when you're going to work? And then finally, on one of my shifts, my manager came up to me and said that I had to train him. And I was like, oh, it's going to be so fun. In all honesty, though, like I wasn't like worried about anything. I knew that he was going to pick it up just like that because I was able to pick it up fairly quickly, too. So I had no doubts. And then I don't know. It was just pretty fun. It was just easy. And the fact that we've known each other for 2 years now.
It'll yeah.
Be 3 years in January.
Since junior year.
Yeah. So we already, we're already best friends. So, I mean, we already have that built in relationship. So we already know how we work with each other, and we work really well together. Not to brag, but we do.
Yep.
And, it's just been really easy and very fun. Because, I mean, it does get lonely up there when I'm working because I got no one to talk to. Everyone else isn't talking in the back. I'm sitting up there all lonely in the front. But now I got Caden to talk about in between customers and everything. Just talking about games, movies, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And we've just been enjoying it. I mean, it has had its fair share of just problems where we just do not want to deal with people. And I feel like you and I are like this. We get this way on Fridays where we're just done.
Yep.
And we're just waiting to clock out.
Yeah, Fridays especially, man. Fridays are the worst. Because
mm-hmm.
There's a ton of people, only 2 people in the front and like 5 or 6 people in the back. None of them help out really. And we're stuck in the front just doing a bunch of stuff. So we're already done with people, and then we've got to deal with more people than that show up during the week, pretty much.
And then not to mention that our systems always get a little messed up, so that confuses us, it confuses the cooks, and it just causes confusion and communication issues, too.
Yeah.
And I mean, it sucks, because the people who are working there are cool people. It's just, I don't know, the customers make the work environment seem not so fun, but it really just depends. And
yeah, if it wasn't full of, no offense, narcissistic old people.
Yeah, well, we're not even kidding when we say that. That's essentially what we serve most of the day.
Yeah, there's only a few people. Well, we've had Karens, literally named Karen, by the way,
who live up to the name 100%.
And the stereotype.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. And probably in a future episode, we'll go into detail about some crazy customer stories that we have, but
that'll be fun.
Yeah, that will be fun. We got plenty.
Yeah.
I'm already getting pissed just thinking about it.
Well, you'll have more than me because I've only been there about a month.
Yeah. And then by the time I plan on leaving, I mean, I will have been there for about 7 months, almost eight. So, I mean, I'll take that. I think that's good.
It's almost a school year.
For our first job. And then, I mean, I've gotten tons of positives. I mean, sure, every job has its negatives, but I've gotten some positives out of it. It definitely helped my social anxiety. It definitely forced me out of my comfort zone. I forced myself to make small talk with customers to just help make talking to people easier.
Fills in the blank space in between, too.
Yeah, and not only... Yeah, but it also gave me something to do, and not only was I doing something, but I was actually making my own money for the first time, which was really nice, and on a consistent basis. So that was pretty... That's always going to be a pretty cool thing. Just like everything, I mean, it is a first job. It is temporary, and I don't want to get stuck. I mean, that's no offense to the people who have been working there for years or people who want to go and work in that type of – in the food industry. Like, if you want to do that, go ahead and do it. But I just – I think I have more to offer, and I just want to – I never want to settle. So that's really my thoughts on it.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, you can't really do, like, movie stuff in a food industry, so.
Yeah, I mean, just trying to, yeah, it's honestly, it is just a job just to help me get through school and everything, which I can't wait to finally save up enough to go back, because I honestly miss it. And I actually walked around, the campus a little bit with my good friend John, and just walking around the campus kind of got, while the campus was like pretty empty for the most part, still kind of got me like, you know, kind of like thinking like, oh, this would be cool. Imagine if like on these days after a class, I can just come down here and chill and like stuff. It just really got me, it really brought back memories of like, while like school for the most part, I hated it. It did bring back like some of like the like positive memories of it, because like while I didn't like the schoolwork itself, I did like the social aspects. I did like the people that I got to see and just meeting new people in general, which is what I liked. And that's ultimately what I think I'm going to like about college. But we've kind of missed out on that since most of our classes have been online. So
yeah,
it's going to be really weird, because by the time I plan on going back sometime within the next month or two, just to take one class, just to get out of the way. And then I want to get to go in person right after the holidays, so in January. So that'll be weird. So I'll just be a few months shy of 2 years since setting foot in a physical classroom. So that'll be pretty weird. And I can't wait to see how that's going to go. All right. As you guys know, I'm a man of many ventures, and as you guys also know, I have a huge tendency to be working on multiple projects at once to the point where I never get anything done. One of the things, in fact, that I've been kicking around the idea of is doing music. Now, I myself have no experience whatsoever in doing this, but it's just something I've been wanting to look into, and it's something I'm interested in diving into just to learn. Not necessarily making my own instrumentals or anything, but I'm just very curious of, like, audio mixing and mixing vocals with music tracks and stuff. And I honestly don't know what kind of music I'm going to do, to be honest with you. I mean, it sounds so corny to say rap, but I mean, it'd kind of be fun. So I'd really be curious to see how I could do it. I'm sure I'd probably sound horrible at first, but I mean, everybody has to start somewhere. But the music thing was kind of like a dare. My good friend John kind of dared me to do it, and I'm gonna take him up on that. I'm gonna try and see if I can make a song. So. I'll let you guys know more about that as that develops. But other than that, as far as projects go, it's just, yeah, trying to work on my quote-unquote Atlanta-type project. And then, yeah, just helping out other friends on their projects as well. And I do have an idea for a horror movie, but I don't want to talk too much about it until I actually get some concrete like plans going. But until then, that is about it. Yeah, guys, I just wanted to keep this one short and brief. We know that it's been a while. We just wanted to let you guys know that I'm okay. Caden's okay. We're all okay. We're all doing well. We're all just getting busy in this thing we call life. And we just had to take some time away from the podcast for a little bit. And honestly, we didn't have much to talk about anyways. So we figured now would be a good time since we actually do have stuff going on in our lives. And just want to say that I missed you and that I don't know how frequent episodes are going to be coming out now because things have changed so much. As I mentioned before in the previous episode a while back, that I was going to move into an apartment with my family. We are currently still at that apartment, and we're just it's just hectic trying to find places to record and stuff when you got like no personal space anymore. So
and a 9-year-old brother that like screams bloody murder.
Yeah,
because you're sitting on a chair.
Yep, because he's, yep.
That was a gaming experience.
Yep.
Yes.
That was chaotic.
Playing Splitgate. Yep. Very fun Splitgate game.
Yes, we have been playing Splitgate. We've been playing together with Josh as well because Josh has got his gaming PC. So that's been pretty fun to play. Even though I started off really good at the game and then for the past 2 weeks, I've just sucked so bad. To the point where if Caden was to make a video, it'd just be me he'd be bleeping me out a lot of the time because it's me just cussing and getting angry at the game. But it's really funny. But it's a really fun game. But yeah. Nonetheless, thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your day to listen. I appreciate each and every single one of you. As always, you can feel free to check out any of my social media platforms in the description of this podcast, MagFilms LTD. Feel free to check out the YouTube channel, Twitter, Instagram, even though I'm not active that much on the other three, even though I plan on bringing back some content to the channel in the near future. But as always, thank you guys so much for tuning into this podcast, and we will catch you in the next one. Bye.
Bye, guys.